for holding on, David. We were talking about, you know, things that you might do seriously in your career, but little bits of fun as well, which is lovely that it's you can have little bits of fun. You were on stage with Franz Ferdinand, the comic relief.
I was.
In a lovely
top of the
suit.
Pops.
Yeah, top of the pops.
Top of the pops with a guitar slung over my shoulder. High kicking with Franz Ferdinand. Oh, yes.
That must have been fun.
It was great.
I drummed with Franz Ferdinand once on stage. Yeah, they're lovely. They love having people on.
Oh, they're great.
It doesn't cheapen you being on. It's just they don't have every...
Yeah, that was a slight bit of one-upmanship you did there. It was like, don't think you're getting away with that.
are you going to host the Jonathan Ross show?
On Saturday morning. On Radio 2, yeah. Myself and Catherine Tate are going to do it.
Oh, wonderful. Have you remained good friends with Catherine since, in fact, everyone, haven't you? All the girls you've remained friends with.
Yeah.
That was very sinister the way you answered that question. Now, I know you do have a little burning ambition for music radio, don't you? It's something you enjoy considerably.
I do, actually, yeah. I remember as a kid sitting in my bedroom with records and doing that thing of trying not to crash the lyrics. That's what you call it.
Crash the lyrics. That's right, yeah.
And I used to sort of, try it out and try and get in and out of songs and, you know. I don't know that I'll be particularly good at it. And there is a fear that on Saturday morning there'll be 3 hours of dead air. But we do have John Barrowman coming in at one point to sort of, you know, so that'll keep us going.
Wonderful. I've went that way now as well. Torchwood, I've went that way. I've been watching that on box sets day after day. I'm going to guess some of the songs you'll be playing on Saturday.
Yeah, go on.
Which obviously no one will be listening because Fighting Talk is on BBC Radio 5 live at 11 o'clock.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Pet Shop Boys, we're going to hear Pet Shop Boys, obviously. That's the obvious one that everybody knows.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think to be honest, I've sent in loads of records that I want to play, but I haven't heard back from our producer.
No wonder.
What's acceptable yet.
House Martins, you've sent, they're on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, yeah, and the farmer.
No, I've gone for Happy Hour, actually. Yeah.
Anything Franz Ferdinand, so you can talk
Franz
about
Ferdinand.
Yeah, you can talk about
talk
being
about
on
being
stage.
Being cool with them. New Super Furry Animal single.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
And
but that has one of Franz Ferdinand doing German at the start of it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, you get your notes out for
there
your show.
There you go.
And you'll be in a good situation.
And the Proclaimers playing live.
No.
Playing live.
Sunshine and Leith. Would they do Sunshine?
I don't know
and
what they're going to do. They've got a new album coming out, so I suspect they'll want to do some new stuff. But
we've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Do you remember we were talking about the generation problems? You can only regenerate so many times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if the 13th Doctor was a woman who can regenerate by giving birth, says Gavin?
That's a great idea.
It's
not for me to decide.
It isn't. I just think it was a good question.
How do you know that male, in Time Lord Society, it might be the males that give birth?
That's a very good point. Can only be made by a doctor.
Thank you.
Do you know the doctor's real name, says Craig?
I do, but I'm not telling you.
Do the only people that know the doctor's real name, everyone who's been the doctor? Because I can't, it must be out there.
River Song whispered it in my ear.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of bad. You wouldn't want to know. You wouldn't want to know.
No. The day they tell you the name, the shark will be jumped.
Then it'll be all over.
Yeah.
I will always go back, of course. We are just getting texts of things that you can't answer, but just people saying what bits that they loved. And obviously the scene in Wolf Bay. I've got that right, haven't I?
Yeah, Bad Wolf Bay, yeah.
Yeah, Bad Wolf Bay with Billy comes up. It makes me cry, that scene.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to admit that. Every time, like a baby.
Sign of a big man.
Hmm. You were in Rob C. Nesbitt. I saw it on the television.
I was.
Richard Moss in North York's points that. Just reminds me of that. Do you want to explain what your role was?
I was a transsexual barmaid. I was Davina the transsexual barmaid. Yeah. Yes.
You make a beautiful woman.
I did make quite a beautiful woman. I was a bit tall.
Yeah.
Because Gregor Fisher plays Rob C. He's not that tall. So it was a bit of an issue with the high heels. But blooming uncomfortable. But I was very proud of that.
Maybe you could do when Jason Donovan doesn't want to do Priscilla, the Queen of the Desert anymore.
In
the West End.
Yeah.
You could be down there. In talks. I'll put
that in talks for that.
Gwen in Manchester knows that you're a big fan. You read somewhere Catcher in the Rye, but you've got audiobooks coming out, haven't you, as well? Is that true?
Probably do, yeah. Have I?
Wow, unbelievable.
I don't know. It's all so busy, Colin. Yeah. Speak to my people.
and they'll tell me at some stage. And last thing, it's just a really nice email, I think, from Audrey, who says, "Hello, I'm a French girl. I'm 19 years old."
Yeah.
And I tried to send you an SMS to tell you, she said, I love David Tennant's work. He's a great actor. I wanted to tell him French people think of him. Nice to see him in French TV. And this is the most important bit from Audrey. Happy birthday to David for April the 18th.
Merci beaucoup.
Have you got any plans for that?
If it's we're on a night shift till the middle of the Saturday morning. So I don't know. I'll see how I bear up after that.
All right. Thank you very much. The Easter special then. And then we've got the Christmas special.
No, there's one before that. There's one between,
And then
between now and Christmas. And then a two-parter over Christmas. Yeah.
Bring on the Bernard Cribbins.
Bring on the Cribbins.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doctor. And
great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Lovely. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
You a big fan of Doctor Who, Nick Duncalf? Because you're either into it or you're not.
Yes.